Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
I'm chuckling because you wanted to go for a bathroom break and we have to do this live and you're like, can I go? No, you can't go to the bathroom right now, Dave.
Well, happy New Year to you too, my friend. Yeah.
You want to take a break from the show to go to the bathroom? No, you're holding it, my friend. You're
that's
holding
awesome.
It.
Oh, the show business. Yeah. Listen, I want to talk about a Happy New Year, and I've had some experiences that I want to share with you. But effectively, it comes down to this idea of community. You know, we introduced this idea really 10 years ago, but we're really really trying to hone this idea of community now, because there's a collective wisdom amongst people that are transitioning to or living in retirement. That's amazing. It's tremendous, right? We bring on experts to the show, but they're not the only receptacle of experience and education around what that transition looks like in living,
yeah.
Right? And I want to talk about that because I think we've really got to build this idea that there's a collective wisdom that people can draw on to improve the quality of their experience and their life.
So one thing we started in the fourth quarter of 2021 was to actually build and create this monthly session called the PKAG community.
Yep.
Now, this community has done some great work in sharing their experiences and their wisdom. They're there to support each other. The one outcome that one of our clients told you mm-hmm. was, I know I'm not alone in this.
Yeah, and can I speak to that one for
Please.
Just a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was touching. This is at the beginning of, you know, in the past week, but we held a couple of sessions prior to the break about family and family dynamics. And listen, everybody's got family dynamics, right? And sometimes those cycles are good, sometimes they're tough. And we held a couple of sessions, and I had a conversation in response to an email I received early part of the year talking about a very difficult family dynamic situation. And setting aside sort of the specifics of the conversation, what was really touching for me was that, you know, this couple said, listen, we were really happy to participate in that. And they weren't an active participant in it, but what they said to me is, I felt comfortable enough to share this with you knowing I wasn't alone so that you could become part of the support and the solution that I think we'll need, right? And it was a beautiful conversation because I think that these are the kinds of things, the family issues that we talk about, the things that go beyond just money, right? More than money, that really have an influence on people's experience and lifestyle.
Yeah, and when you talk about people's experiences, when you're dealing with people's money and they're going through life and they're going through retirement, you get different experiences in different phases of your retirement. When you're in your first, call it 10 years of retirement, it's a different experience than when you're in your second 10 years or in your last 10 years of your
right.
retirement. We recently had a conversation with one of our clients who's in their 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Talking and been with us for over a decade.
This was an awesome conversation.
And yep. the response that we got from this client, it started off in the first little while working with this client, more of hand-holding and explaining and earning trust. I would call it earning trust
yep.
over time.
Yep.
But Dave, you had a conversation with this client recently about their experience now and what they're doing with their retirement and their portfolio now.
Yeah, so when I say it's more than money, money is also an important piece of the equation. And this was my New Year's Eve or New Year's gift, if you will, because this happened just after New Year's when I got back to work. We're just doing a follow-up call with a client and I won't share the whole details of the conversation, but essentially he says to me this. He says, Dave, listen, I wanted to give you a call and I want to just do a quick review with you. He said, been with you for, he was talking about the last decade, a little bit more than that, but he said, the last decade. He said, I've done the math, Dave. I'm going, oh, okay. What math did you do? He says, well, in the time that I've been with you, you have delivered to me, and I'll use his numbers, it's irrelevant from the cash point of view, but I won't give you the full perspective, more than $1 million in the past 10 years for lifestyle to live on. And my principal is effectively intact. And hang on, because I said, well, I said, thank you for sharing that with me, and I appreciate. No, the other thing he said, in the conversation was, I don't really watch what's happening in the portfolio. And I said, well, we keep you abreast of it. You're comfortable with everything that's going on. Yeah. He said, but, you know, the reason I don't is because I have trust in you. And I said, well, thank you very much. But he said, Dave, that's not blind trust. I said, he said, you've earned that over that period of time. And it was a really touching conversation. Now, this one happened to be about money, but it was really about delivering the income he needed, the cash flow he needed to support the lifestyle. And two extremely touching conversations for me that were a really important part of the kickoff to the new year, slightly different in obviously in terms of their focus, but it speaks to, again, community, right? There's a collective experience that's happening, and the experience can sometimes be about the money, can sometimes be about the income, can sometimes be about the family dynamic. All of them are equally important at that moment in time when they're important.
It is nice to hear that someone who's gone through the income and growth buckets, the health bucket, the legacy bucket with us, and have been with us for over a decade, can actually see the full cycle of that. That's rewarding to us. That's why we set this up, to bulletproof people's retirement and to see that come through. What I find very interesting about the conversations we've had this week is that people are coming to us not only because of the community that we've created, but they're coming to us on financial and non-financial topics.
Yeah.
Which tells me that, you know, this practice that we have, this whole approach to retirement is very unique. Because when we talk to our peers in the industry, they're not coming to their advisor talking about family dynamics. They're not going to their advisor talking about their vacation issues or their long-term care health issues or their aging parents issues. They're just talking about money. When they're talking to us, they're having those kind of discussions because it's broader. The money is a means to an end.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not the only thing. And that's a very different approach that, you know, 20 some odd years ago when I started this in this industry, I would have never thought I'd have those types of conversations. I thought at the beginning of my career, it would be literally only about the money.
Yeah.
And it's not that anymore.
Well, and I'll share one more conversation I had because this past week, I'm doing a year-end review, and it was the inflation review.
Yeah.
Right? And this was the client we had referred to earlier, concerns about inflation running high over a period of time. And I said, okay, so, you know, why do you think that? And we had that conversation, and ultimately I said, well, the current strategy we have, using your numbers, is likely to underperform inflation. Because he's conservative, and they're older, right? So I said, we've got to make a decision about whether or not we should adjust your strategy, your long-term strategy, for this period of time that you're thinking about. And if we addressed your strategy, here's what we would have to do. And I went through a series of steps of what asset classes we need to own and what that would mean from a risk and a return perspective, okay? And, you know, the conversation was interesting in this respect. At the end of it, what he said was, you know, Dave, I'm just venting right now. I'm upset. I'm looking for a new house. I can't understand why house prices are so high. I'm PO'd at having to pay the prices I have at the pump, and taxes are changing.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he said, you know, our strategy is right on the money. Let's stick with the strategy. And it was interesting to hear. Again, it started a conversation about money. It turned into something entirely different.
Yeah, it was the reaction to what he's going through in his life. And that's the beauty of what we do. We know that 9 times out of 10 when people are calling us upset, they're not upset about what we're doing. They're upset about something else that's reflected on what we're doing. And therefore, they're venting to us, which is great to hear.
Yeah.
And this is the type of relationship we have with our clients. This is the type of business that we've built and the practice that we have and why we want to bulletproof people's retirement. And if you want to bulletproof your retirement, you need to join us for our next seminar on Tuesday, January 18th, 7 p.m., live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. We appreciate that, the second of the new year. We look forward to many more this year. Join us next week here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.